evil spirits, demons, djinns, ghosts, and the paranormal. These concepts are all over the world and in most cultures. If I'm being honest with you, I don't believe a lot of it. I'm positive most of the stuff is just made up or explainable if you look into it. But there are some things that aren't. This is part one of my experience with what I could only guess was ghosts. This story isn't chronologically accurate with how I experienced things, but it's the one with the most meat on its bones, for lack of a better expression. The story happened when I was 19, and part 2 takes place when I was in my early teens, from 14 to 15. So anyways, like 6 years ago, my mom owned a cleaning company. At this point in time, my mom is getting a little older, she's physically taxing herself, and practically working herself to the point where it's taking a negative toll on her body, and there were some ramifications from it. I decided I would take one of, if not my mom's, largest cleaning contract. The building was like 2 or 3 floors and was used for physical therapy. Prior to becoming a physical therapy place, the building was a hospital. I'm bringing this up because it's possibly the only explanation for the activity that happened, and probably still happens there. Something I need to emphasize is that my shift started at the closing hours of the building. So the place closes at 5 or 5:30, I'd show up about 30 minutes before that, and I'd usually finish around 10 p.m. No one stayed in the building after hours. Literally no one. The physical therapist left, the trainers left, the receptionists left, and even the security didn't stay in the building at 5 when my shift would start. So I'm the only one in this building. A single janitor in the building. And just because they repurposed the use of the building, it isn't like they changed the interior that much. So it looked like a creepy ass hospital with no one in it, and the lights set to that weird setting where every other light is only on because they can't be turned off. So it's dimly lit. The building had a hydrotherapy area, which was just this part of the building that had a shallow pool in the room. In the corner of this room, like 6 feet away from the pool, was this large potted tree. One of the first days that I started working there, my mom has shown me the ropes of the cleaning routine. So we're on the main floor of the building, and she's explaining things, and while we're talking, we hear this extremely loud splash. We're the only people in the building, so we go check it out. And the potted tree is just in the pool. I don't know if it was dragged or thrown, but the way it was in the pool, it definitely didn't just fall in, and it was impossible for it to just fall in because of how far away the pot was sitting against the wall in the corner. The entire pot and all was in the pool. So we called staff and told them about it, and they took care of it the next day, but we just went about cleaning like usual that night. Something that was very common in the building was door slamming. Sometimes it was repeatedly, other times it was really loud, and sometimes it was doors that had the hydraulic stoppers that were being slammed shut. I checked it out a couple times when I first started working there, but I eventually stopped because I never found anyone or any reason for the cause of it. I had some running earbuds that I used while working, but with the relative frequency of the door slamming, and the fact that I'm the only person in what still looks like a creepy, dimly lit hospital, I just ended up bringing my Beats to listen to music and audiobooks to try and tune everything out, and sometimes I'd still hear the door slamming. Another one of the times I was working, it was Halloween night. I'd showed up a little early because my family was having a party, and it was like a 45 minute to an hour drive from where I was, depending on traffic. Anyways, I'm working after hours and everyone's gone, as usual. I'm going to take some time to briefly explain the cleaning routine and layout of the main floor because it'll kind of help understand things. The building was more than one floor, so we'd clean from the top down because it leaves the building cleaner and it's just overall more efficient. You know, like when you're cleaning the kitchen, you don't start by mopping the floor. You get the crumbs off the counter first, right? And then work your way down. the last part of my routine was vacuuming the gym on the main floor. After that, I'm pretty much home free. The big garbage bags that I need to take to the dumpster are already outside by this point and just waiting for me to go and collect them. The main floor layout is just a long L-shaped hallway that opens up to a waiting and reception area, and then you can basically see the gym area with all the free weights, treadmills, and different cable machines. Now that you kind of have a picture of it in your head, let's get back to the story. I'm currently in the gym vacuuming, basically getting ready to leave, when I start hearing banging. Typically, the door slamming never happened in front of me. It was always in a different part of the hallway or the building altogether. But this wasn't the sound of a door being open and then closing. It sounded like someone was repeatedly banging their fist on the door, which was the exit door that I'd leave out of to finish my shift. I start hearing this banging, it's loud and fast, and I start getting annoyed because I'm thinking it's like some kids or teenagers trying to play a prank or something. All the doors to the building are locked from the outside, so I can leave, but no one can get in without a key. I walk up to the door, pretty ticked off at this point, if I'm being honest, and while it's still getting, like, banged on, I shove the door open and yell, like, "Get the hell out of here!" But no one was on the other side of the door or near the building whenever I looked around, and this door was being literally banged on right up until the point that I opened it. So no one really had time to get away by the time I looked around, and I was just left standing there, like, really freaking confused and honestly a little bit scared. The last big thing that happened while I worked there happened once again in the gym. I was vacuuming, basically getting ready to leave, and as I was in the threshold of the gym that opens up to the reception area and hallway, vacuuming, out of the corner of my eye, I see something roughly my size, dark, and moving really fast. And as I turn my head and look, I see this shadow person thing sprinting down the hallway at me, and then it just disappears. And I kind of yelled out, like, "What the fuck?" and quickly and very sloppily finished vacuuming and left the building as fast as I could. After that, I just kind of told my mom that I couldn't work there anymore, and ultimately only ended up working there for maybe 4 or 5 months. My sister, who worked in the same building for my mom before I did, also had some experiences. She said she would hear the door slamming and footsteps, which I guess I never heard because I took to wearing my Beats really early into my time working there. But she said she would wear one headphone in and one out because if she heard something and it sounded like something or someone was coming towards her, she would want to be able to hear it. One of the really creepy things she said that she would hear is that as she was cleaning the pool area, she said she would hear something that she could only describe as nails or claws scratching the floor, and the noise would get closer to you as you clean the pool area. This part is kind of news to me, but at some point she had eventually talked to my mom about it, and my mom talked to the owner of the building, like the contract holder, and negotiated out of cleaning the pool area altogether. We would clean the locker rooms by the pool, but not the pool area itself, and even that part was done by a completely different shift that started earlier in the day. By the time I had gotten to working there, the pool area was never even a part of my cleaning routine because of my sister having talked to my mom at some point while she was working there. The building ended up changing their available hours for hydrotherapy to fit our cleaning schedule based on the things that we were reporting to the owner. We would find out later on that the pool area has had a couple drownings in it. She also said she would hear noises like someone moving around in the massage therapy rooms, and it turns out that those rooms used to be operating rooms when the building was still functioning as a hospital. Like I said before, I think most of the stuff you hear about or see are either fake or explainable. But personally, I can't explain the door slamming. I can't explain what happened to the potted tree in the pool. I can't explain the repeated door banging that one night, and I sure as hell can't explain whatever it was I saw sprinting at me and disappearing in front of my eyes. My sister is a perfectly sane person, she's a rational adult, and in most cases she is a skeptic. So as far as the things concerning what she experienced, I have no explanation for that either, and neither does she. I hope you enjoyed the story and found it at least a little bit creepy, because trust me, the real thing was creepy as hell to go through. And in hindsight, that entire building is creepy. I haven't been back, and I get why the people who work there during the day are so eager to leave before it gets dark outside. If you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, please like and subscribe to it, and maybe even share it with your friends. This is part one of probably a two-part series of my personal real-life ghost experiences, or whatever you want to call them. This is Myths, History, and D&D, and I hope you enjoyed it.